For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention, like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. So, welcome, Satyam Parry, and it's really nice and really very honoring to have both of you here and that you take the time to share or dedicate your time a little bit with us. And yes, I heard now nearly 29 years together, which is something in these current times, especially when the divorce rate is approximately around 2 years, then you change the trousers, so to say. So what would you say is this little open big secret of having such a healthy relationship that you managed to stay together for such a long time?
So yeah, I mean, it's true. We are almost 29 years together. In a few days, it's the date. I think it has to do with the fact that we both... first we're seekers of truth, and the moment we met each other, I was feeling more fulfilled already with myself, and actually not looking for a partner to fulfill me. And I really felt it's out of love that I want to meet someone. And I think this is the magic that we are together and we love each other, but we are also loving ourselves. Sounds a bit funny, I love myself. But, you know, to have fulfillment within, to feel at peace within. And there is also, of course, some mystery, some magic. It's not all in my hands. It's the beauty. We were also blessed, you know, with a marriage with Papaji. And when we had this ceremony, I felt really high after it, so high. We had this whole Lucknow community singing, dancing for us. And I really felt after this wedding that it took this fear away from me. You know, because of course when you are in relation, there is often fear coming up. And I don't say it cannot come still, but I really felt something left me. So these beautiful rituals and the blessings of Papaji, it was really, for me, working. Yeah, so this is how. But there's always some mystery, of course. You want to say something?
Why not? I also have my opinion about... Well, we were both prepared, actually, to not expect any more completion and fulfillment in an emotional, psychological way through anybody else. We've had our share of disillusionments and hopes and nice relationships that turned out to be difficult then, and then better to be alone. We both had our good share of these experiences, which were preparing us to understand that it's not so much about the partner, actually. It's about my own expectations first, and my own readiness, and my own commitment to love itself. And love itself is actually the primordial commitment that one needs in a relationship. And this helps to overcome even so-called difficult partners, because we still remain two individual personalities with two different wishes, egos, desires, views of certain things. We don't always agree on the same subject, which is also a blessing because we not make a plan. What should we believe? What should we talk? No, no. She's completely herself and I can be completely myself. And two very strong personalities, actually, with strong own ideas how things should be. And by having learned that you can never change the other and you don't need, it's just a waste of energy and brings nothing. Luckily, she's a very stubborn person, me too. This helps. That after some time one realizes all attempts to change the other will bring nothing. And then you focus actually on the essential feeling that connects people. And that's usually love. And if this love is not there, then all the rest doesn't work anyway. With a little affection, it's not lasting very long. You know, affection is burning itself very fast out. So one has to have a strong understanding that the other cannot bring you that what you actually substantially need. And then you can really be with the other and give room and space for the other to be herself or himself. And I feel that we manage very well. So that's why also disappointments, disillusionments are so important in this matter of being together. It's not like looking for the right partner and he will do then the job for me. No. The real partner is the own love affair with oneself. That is just, one can write it with gold letters in one's heart. And this might attract the other partner who is ready to accept this also. Otherwise, there's too much projection, expectation. You don't give me this, then I don't give you that. And all these games that usually don't last very long. I would say 1-2 years. This is the average, as you said, max.